is with all of the good. What's Bechol HaTov? So the Radomsky says that nearly ki remez kol HaTov hu atzadik, that the remez is samachta Bechol HaTov, with all of the brachas that we find in the parasha there. The first time it says v'samachta b'chol hatov, what's called kol hatov is the tzaddik. Toiv hu hatzaddik. The tzaddik is toiv. K'moshe kol sevez, it says the pasuk imru l'tzaddik ki tov. So there are many things in the world that are good, but in this world that we live in, the ultimate good, and that which is the embodiment of good, is the tzaddik. Imru tzaddik hi toiv. So it says the pasuk v'samachta b'chol hatoiv, the Radomsky says it's hinting to the tzaddik who is toiv. K'mesh kozov imru tzaddik hi toiv u'b'chinas kol u'b'chinas yisod. And as you know, the word kol is a code word for the midah of yisod. He kol b'shamayim v'arz l'cho Hashem agdula v'agruur v'atferes. Those are the 10 spheres. The tzaddik, of course, is yisod, tzaddik yisod olam, which corresponds to the word kol, who binds together heaven and earth. That's the tzaddik. So the samachta b'chol atoiv, imru l'tzaddik ki toiv, the tzaddik is tov. The samachta b'chol atoiv, kol, is the midah of tzaddik, which is yisod. Kol hu b'chinas yisod, shezohu moira al tzaddik yisod olam, Bechinas kol hatoiv. V'hu bechinas, and this is the bechina of kala, kof lamed hei, toiv, kol hatoiv, as in the letters, kof lamed hei, like a kala, kol hatoiv, which is the yichud of zocher and the keva, which is the union of zocher and the keva, the kala, kol ha. Kala is in the keva, toiv is the zocha, is the yichud of zocha in the keva, the tzaddik yisod olam. Because the job of the tzaddik is to be miyached, is to make this unification, to join together, kutshibrichu and knesses yisrael. Hashem is the chosen, and the kala is knesses yisrael. And the tzaddik is always making shiduchim and yichudim, and that's the inyan of kol hatoiv. Kala is knesses yisrael as the kala, toiv. Is the Zohar, is the Tzaddik, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yichud Zohar nekeva yitzaddik yisadar va'al zeh va'yidei zeh or va'al zeh omer ha'kosuv v'samachta b'chol hatoiv. And this is being hinted at in the Pasuk in Kisov where it says v'samachta b'chol hatoiv, you shall rejoice b'chol hatoiv b'kala toiv. The two words are joined together, b'kala Kol HaToiv, Zohar in the Keva, in the Keva and Zohar. That's the inyan of the Tzaddik. Shetismach b'Hatzaddik. The Pasuk is hinting to us that each and every one of us should be filled with simcha, should rejoice. B'Hatzaddik is Shenosn Lecha Hashem Elokecha. That Hashem is Baruch has given us Tzaddikim, that Hashem has given us the Tzaddik. The greatest simcha, the simcha of Chosn and Kala. Yizehu Michesed Elyon, because that is the greatest kindness from above. Shenoy Sein Tzadik Yisoid Oilam B'chol Dor V'Dor, that Hashem sees to it that in every generation there will be that great Tzadik.
Yeah.
Many Tzadikim, not so many, but there are Tzadikim in every generation, but Tzadik Yisoid Oilam in every generation. She Yizkayim Oilam Al Yodo, that the whole generation exists because of that Tzadik. Tzadik b'menoso yichye, tzadik b'menoso yichaye. The tzadik gives chiyas to the entire generation. Like Yosef at tzadik in Mitzrayim, that we've learned about many times. Who was the mashbir? He is the one that provided for all to exist. He gave them their existence. That's the meaning of the tzadik. Tzadik yisodam b'chol dor v'doshi yiskayim ha'olam ha'yodam. So the pasuk goes on. V'samachta b'chol hatoiv means that we should be grateful and thankful and rejoice that Hashem has given us tzaddikim, and especially the tzaddik. And then it goes on.
So the Rebbe, the Radomsker explains, in the Bechinas HaLevi, who had Tzadik, K'maysha Kosov, Levi Amar Tu Mechel V'Recha. Levi is also a Bechina of Tzadik. The different Madregas of Tzadikim. There's Tzadik, there's the Tzadik Ilor, there's the higher Tzadik, there's the lower Tzadik, there's Yosef, and there's Binyamin. There are different Madregas of Tzadikim. Levi also is a Lashon of binding together, of like, when you're Malava, when you are accompanying a person, Levi is a Lashon of accompanying, of holding together. The Tzadik is also called a Levi. That's the Tzadik. Like we see by Levi Imenu, Yilava, that the name Levi, where does it come from? That my husband should stay with me. So we see that Yilava, Levi, is also a Lashon of Tzadik, which is Zocha Nekeva Chosna Kala. That's why Levi Imenu said that now my husband will be with me. Yilavi Ishi Eli. So Levi is a Lashon of Tzadik also. Shekein Bechinas HaLevi Mayral HaTzadik HaNilvel HaShem. It's hinting to the Tzadik who is attached to Hashem. K'mar Shekosev, as it says in Tehillim, Liv Yosan Zeh Yetzar De L'Sachek Bay. Liv Yosan, that creature, the Liv Yosan, is a hint. Levi Yitein. Levi, Hashem gives the Tzadik. Zeh Yetzar De L'Sachek Bay. And through this, there's tremendous joy. Perish. Liv Yosan, who at Tzadik? That's hinting to the Tzadik. Not only do we rejoice with the tzaddik, but Hashem rejoices with the tzaddikim. He's mishtasheya, he's mishameach with the tzaddikim. Va'atzaddik yisod olam hu bebechinas hayisodis kanal va'yodo holchim ha'ashpos. All of the shefa that comes into the world, the same way that only through Yosef and tzaddik could Mitzrayim and Bnei Yaakov and the family of Yaakov be fed, so too it's through the Tzaddik the entire world receives its Shefa. He is the pillar, the Amud, that binds together heaven and earth. The Pasuk goes on and tells us that this delight that Hashem has with the Lev Yosan, which is the Levi, which is the Tzaddik, which is Yilavi Ishelai, which is heaven and earth, Chasna and Kala. Through that, the Pasuk continues and says, Loseis Ochlam Beito, that the entire world is able to eat, is able to be fed. Haino Ayidei Tzaddik Hazeh. Last time that I was in the Ukraine, which is almost, I think it must be around 20 years ago, and when I was in Berdichev. So, the people there told us when we came, there were Jews that were lined up to receive some dollars from us, and there were also people who were not Jewish. And we were told when we got there, we saw there was some damage in the Ohel. There was a stone that was turned, not the Medichel, there was a stone in the Tzeva that was broken, that was cracked. And we were told that it was a short time before that there were two of the local thugs, of the local Ukrainians, that they went into the Ohel and they were machalal, they desecrated, they wanted to break the Ohel. They were caught by some people and they were lynched by a local mob. And the people, we thought that was a pretty strong thing to do. And the people that were there told us that not only the Jewish inhabitants, but the Goyim over there also believe that the Parnassah that they have, is because of the presence of the Baditshev, of the Tzaddik. They call him Tzaddik, Baditshev. When I was there that time, I've told this story in Shul a few times. When I was there, I was staying in a place called Karastin. My student, Moshe Shapov, at that time was involved with the school, and I was teaching there. I came to teach for a few days in Karastin. And we went around to different places. And when I came out from Shul of Karastin that morning at around 8 o'clock, there were around 50, 60 of the peasants. They were waiting with kritlach, and they were calling out, Baditshev Tzaddik, Baditshev Tzaddik. They heard that I was going to Baditshev that morning. They heard that we were going to Baditshev, myself and Maisha, we were going to Baditshev. And they brought kritlach, the Goyim brought kritlach. They were screaming out, Baditshev Tzaddik, Baditshev Tzaddik. And I didn't tell him I can't read. I had all these requests on in Russian. I couldn't read. But I put the kriklach not on. I put it on the side by the sea. But they also understand, the whole world feels that tzaddik is yisod olam. So it says, v'zev samach ta'atav alevi shetismach ata sheyeshu kalevi, that we should rejoice, ata'atav alevi, that we have tzaddikim v'levi. Hu ha'tzaddik yisod olam, v'ager asher b'kir b'cha, ki kein hu ha'tzaddik. This is also a hint to the tzaddik. Why is the tzaddik called a ger? Why is the tzaddik referred to as a ger? So he says, because the tzaddik who can ger b'olam hazeh, the tzaddik is like somebody who really, this world is not really, it's not really his place. He's like a newcomer to this world. He never feels that this is his place. Like Avraham Avinu said, ger v'toshav anochi imachem. He called in yonei olam hazeh v'chevtzoi enem nechshav eslo l'klum. Because this world to the tzaddik is not anything to the tzaddik. This world for just this world. Therefore, the tzaddik, he doesn't really settle into this world. He's like a ger. Therefore, we are taught in the Mishnah and the Gemara that when we see Chachmi Yisrael, when we see Tzadikim, we have to thank Hashem that He gave His wisdom to those who fear Him, to the Tzadikim. It means that there's a mitzvah, we have a bracha. Of course, it's not said in the Beis HaChaim. But we have a bracha to make on seeing the tzaddik, a living tzaddik, on Chachmei Yisrael, to give thanks to Hashem. Baruch HaShecholak Michachmasa V'Yireyah. Haynu, Sheishabeach V'Yitein Toidel Hashem. And we should feel that as well. And we should think about that throughout our entire trip, to give thanks to Hashem. Sheyesh Tzaddik Hazeh B'dor, that there's a tzaddik like this in the generation. Sheyuchal Lishkan V'Kvayt Hashem, that the Shekhin of Hashem dwells in the tzaddik. Now, we're probably not going to have time to learn. I put into the booklet that you have the 8th drasha from the Drashas Aran. We have from one of the great Rishonim of the Aran. Mitzvah Hashem, on your own, at some time when we're going, driving, or on Shabbos, when you have a little bit of time, learn the piece of the Drashas Aran. Where there, the Ran explains in his drasha that what was by the Beis HaMikdash, where the Shekhinah was dwelling in the Beis HaMikdash, where there was a Beis HaMikdash, in the absence of the Beis HaMikdash, the indwelling of the Shekhinah is in the Tzaddikim. It's in the Tzaddikim. And it's not only by the living Tzaddik, but by the kever of the Tzaddik as well. There's an extraordinary, remarkable presence of Shekhinah at the kever of the Tzaddik, that we can tap into. So the Radomska says that we have a bracha to give thanks to Hashem, that we have the tzaddik in our generation. Now listen to this next sentence. K'maisha nishma kaza, as it has been heard. Me'eis kvayit adoneinu moreinu v'rabeinu. Arav ha'kodesh melublin s'vusia genelainu. That the Radomska heard from the Chayzer melublin. Shekol shisha osa shodim shahoya arav ha'kodesh bivadichiv chay lefonav. That means that the Chayzer was able to be in the world for 16 years, while the Baditchim, of course, the Baditchim was much older, but the Chayzer was able to live in the world for 16 years while the Baditchim was still alive, and Kol Shisha Asar Shodim Shahi Arav HaKadosh from Baditchim Chay Lefonav, Hine B'chol Yom V'Yom Hayim Miyached Lo Shah Achas, that the Chayzer Lublin, whose time was very precious, the Chayzer Lublin would spend an hour every single day to give thanks and praise to Hashem, asher sholach l'olam hazeh, that Hashem sent into this world, neshome gedoyla kedoysha shel Arav HaKadosh b'vaditchiv s'vusilein, that the Chayzer spent an hour a day giving thanks to Hashem for sending the vaditchiv into the world. Olo zeh harotzen hayimiyah b'tchilas b'yis arlo shi yetzadik yisayvu m'chol dor v'dor. That's from the very beginning of time, Hashem is going to create the world with Midas Adin, but of course the world couldn't exist with the gracious world of Kim, with Midas Adin, the strict Midas Adin. Therefore Hashem brought into the world, and Hashem created the world with Midas Arachim. Midas Arachim, the Radomska says, is the Tzadikim Shemachal Dar. Why? the last line on this on that side, Shehen Yoiru Midas Arachimim Al Yisrael. Because the tzaddikim are Ma'oiru Midas Arachim, they arouse, they awaken the Midas Arachimim on Yisrael. Kiyodin Hashem Amoy Velavodim Yisnecha Perish Kishereitza Lodin Amoy. When Hashem is going to judge, he wants to judge the Jewish people, and he's going to use the Midas Adin Chalila, the Midas Adin, Kiyodin Hashem Amoy, when he's about to judge us with the Midas Adin, Ayidei Avodah Vatzadikim, and particularly the Vaditshva, because he was the Indian, the whole Indian of the Vaditshvas we'll talk about in a minute was to be Melech Yosha, Ayidei Avodah Vatzadikim Yisnachem, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Misnachem, he has Nechama, and he regrets, and he Kivyochel, he decides not to use the Midas Adin, he's Misnachem and Midas Adin, Kemay Shekosov, Vayinochem Hashem Al Ara, Vatzadikim, Mahapchem Hakol L'Rachmim L'Toyva Kanam. And the tzaddikim have the power to transform all of the din, to change all of the din into rachamim kenal. So now let's try to talk about this for a few minutes. This inyan of the baditshva and the koach of his oirus harachim. Now the truth is that we're not going to be able to learn the piece now. I don't know how we're going to be feeling at Tzion. Tried to daven a little bit. I don't think we'll be able to learn the Torah that I wanted to at Tzion. That's the Torah. There's a Torah from Rav Kluger. And what is the koach of the tzaddik being Melech Tzioisha? How does that translate into our avoda? What do we think about when we come to the Baditshva? But maybe we'll be able to do it on the bus or something later on, or wherever we find some time. When the Baditshva was born, we know we have a Kabbalah that when the Baditshva was born, I know there are a couple of bottles of schnapps that were just smuggled onto the bus. Look over this story. But the truth is that when the Baditshva came down, when the Neshama came into this world, the Baal Shem Tov all of a sudden called together his Talmidim, and he gave out schnapps, he gave out brach, but he gave out a drink, he gave out schnapps and mezainis to the Chassidim. And he said, Ke'eis ba la'olam, right at this moment that came into the world, Neshama Kedosha, a very holy soul, Shetia le'melitz yosha al b'nei Yisrael, that will be a melitz yosha, that will always say good things, will be medabet toiv, like it says in this week's parasha, medabet toiv, who will speak good about Am Yisrael. The biggest melitz yosha is the Baditshva. Now, the Kedushas Levi was 20 years old when the Baal Shem Tov was Nifter. Kedushas Levi was old. He was from the oldest Talmidim of the Mezritcha Magid. That means the Baditshva was already 20 years old when the Baal Shem Tov was Nifter. And one of the great wonders was, why is it that the Kedushas Levi never ever met the Baal Shem Tov? To our knowledge, and that's the Kabbalah we have from the Tzaddikim, is that the Baditshva never went, and he never met the Baal Shem Tov. Now we're going to see, because that's where we're going. We're going from Baditshev to Mezhmiz. It's not that far. I mean, it's faster by bus than by wagon, but it's not that far. You're talking about the Baditshev, what happened to the Mice and the Simon. I'll talk about it in a second. So he never met him to speak to him. He gave a simon, I'll talk about that in a second, but he never met him. He was 20 years old. So the Mezritcha Magid himself explained why was it not possible for the Kedushas Levi to meet the Baal Shem Tov. And he said that when the Gzeira took place in Shemayim, that the time had come for the Neshama of the Kedushas Levi to descend into the world, the Samech Mem, the evil one, said to HaKadosh Baruch, we had a Taina, and he said that if this Neshama of Levi Yitzhak comes into the world, if this Neshama that's going to be known as Levi Yitzhak comes into the world, Shuv lo yili malasos, the Samech Mem said he's going to completely put me out of business. I'm not going to be able to have any more panosa if this neshama of the Kedushas Levi comes to the world. He's going to turn the whole world around. and I'm not going to be able to continue. The Samach Mem said to Hashem. So the Mezid Shemagid said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised the Samach Mem three things. Aleph. He promised the Samach Mem that the Bedit Sheva will never meet in a conscious adult state. The Bedit Sheva will never meet the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. He will never be able to meet the Baal Shem Tov. Obviously, that would mean that would take away some of the koyach. He would never meet the Baal Shem Tov. Beis, that the Bedit Sheva is going to be a rav of a kehila, of a large kehila, and that will cause him to become very busy with all kinds of inyanim, and he's not going to be able to do the work that he otherwise would do to turn the, as much as he would have done. What he did was unbelievable, but even more, to bring the whole world back to Hashem. So the second condition was that he would be a rav. And the third condition was that she had kol yom of beredifus, that all of his life he would be beredifus, which he was by the Misnagdim and by other tzaddikim and so on, that he had to suffer many, many redifus throughout his life. B'chol ofen, and this is what Shmuel was talking about, b'chol ofen, we do have a Kabbalah that there are different girsas, whether the Baal Shem Tov did show up at the bris or didn't show up at the bris, but we have a strong Kabbalah that the Baal Shem Tov gave the Mezuzah Magid a simon to know who this neshama was, because the Baal Shem Tov didn't say any name. He just said that this neshama came into the world, and this neshama the world has been waiting for many, 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 many hundreds of years, and he's going to be a Melech Yosha, and the Baal Shem Tov gave the Mezuzah Magid a simon that you're going to be in the middle of giving a shir. Mezuzah Magid was a huge guy. You're going to be in the middle of giving a shir, and all of a sudden the doors are going to slam open, and a very tall person with a wild look in his eyes is going to say, "Where do you daven mincha over here? It's time for mincha." And the Mezuzah Magid was waiting and waiting and waiting. And again, there are different chassidus that have different kabbalas about what the exact nusach was that the Beditshuva was going to say. But that's what happened one day, that the Beditshuva came in and the Mezuzah Magid looked up and he said, "This one is mine. I've been waiting for you my whole life. I'm waiting for you." So this neshama of the Kedushas Levi was sent into the world with the koach of his Eirus Harachamim. His Eirus Harachamim. The Shemi Shmuel brings from his grandfather, the Kotzker, that there was a chassid that asked the Kotzker, why is it that in the earlier generations of Chassidus, there was tremendous ahava, there was so much love between the Chassidim in the beginning of Chassidus, and that love has become very, very much dimmed in our time? That's back by the time of the Kotzker. And the Kotzker answered, and he said the following, "Heichel yesh b'shmei marim." There's a certain chamber, a heichel, up above in Shemayim, and it's called Ahava. And he said, Reb Levi Yitzchak opened up that, the Sharia heichel hazeh, that Reb Levi Yitzchak from Baditshev was the one who opened up the gates of that heichel. But what happened was that the Rishoyim, after Reb Levi Yitzchak died, the Rishoyim used the Ur of that love, the power of that passion and love, for Inyonim of Chitzonius, for things of this world, for things that are not nice. In other words, the Bedit Sheva, the Kotzke said, the Bedit Sheva opened up the Sharei Ahava, the gates of love, but there were Rishoyim who knew how to use and took that power of love, that energy of love, and brought it into the world to use for things that are unholy. And Nimnu Tzadikei HaDor Acharkach, and following that, in the generation afterwards, the tzaddikim got together and they decided, "Listayim pischay shel heichel habaditshuva," to close up that heichel, the doors of that chamber that the baditshuva opened, the heichel ahava. And mimeila, the Kotzker said, "Nechlasha ahava ma'oi," that the love between Jews and the love between the chassidim has become much weaker than it was before. Many of you know that we have a Kabbalah from the Tzaddikim, the Tzemach Tzaddik and others, who said that because of the great melitzes, the things that the Baditshuva used to say, good things about Am Yisrael, that he said that there was created in Shemayim another Heichel that's called Heichel HaSchus. And another name for the Heichel HaSchus in Shemayim is Levi Yitzhak ben Sarasash. And the Tzemach Tzedek said that if a Jew says a few Kapitlach Telem, and when he says, before he begins the Kapitlach Telem, he says, I'm saying these Kapitlach Yischus Levi Yitzhak ben Sarasash, that opens up the Heichel, that Heichel that is the Heichel of Schus, that's called the Heichel of Rabbi Levi Yitzhak ben Sarasash, and Venoisha Mikol HaInyonim, and a person can have a Yeshua Mikol HaInyonim. Rabbi Avram Yaakov Sadegera, the son of the Rishnu, said that Kashem Adab of Motzei Shabbos, that when Jews get together in Motzei Shabbos, they speak about the Baal Shem Tov, it's a schooler for the nefesh of a Jew to do tshuva. Ukshemadabim meharebi Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasever, and when Jews on Motzei Shabbos tell stories about Rabbi Moshe Leib Sasever, it's a big schooler for Parnasa. And when Jews get together and they talk about a Rav HaKadosh Mibarditshu, Zemesugul Hamtokas HaDinim, it's a school to bring about a sweetening of all dinim, as Eirus of Rachman. Belav Davka Shem Kodesh, and the Sadegera had a Kabbalah from his father, the Rishna, that you don't Davka have to say Levi Yitzhak ben Sarasasha. Ella Afilu Imaskirim Shem Ha'ir Barditchev. Even if you just say the word Barditchev, the place that we're going to, it's also Mesugul Lamtokas HaDinim. And just to give a little chizik, because we have a coin over here, we have Ezra, that there's a kabbalah from the tzaddikim, because there's a little bit of a chalisha das, because the bedichah with his oil is all the way inside, and a coin can't really be near it. It's not like where we're going to go to Uman, but there it's possible to the kahanim to get up close, but in bedichah, kahanim really can't go past the gate. But the tzaddikim have a kabbalah that if you're anywhere in the city of bedichah, that alone gives the person access to this Heichel of Schus of Ahava of Levi Yitzhak ben Sarasash, and has all of the Koyach. The highest thing is to be by the Tzion, but even if you're not able to come in your Koyin, and even if you're just in the city of Baditchev itself, it already causes this tumult, this Sa'ara and Shemayim of the Heichel of Schus that's opened up because of Rabbi Levi Yitzhak ben Sarasash. The Skelana, the present Skelana Rebbe, Zolga Zunzayim, who was one of the Zokin, was one of the oldest of the Admorim and a big tzaddik, a tzaddikim of our generation. He continues the minhag of his father, the old Skelana Rebbe, who I was zeichet to see on one occasion. I was zeichet to see him in Farakway. He used to come to go on vacation. He came to Sheyoshev a little bit. He liked to come. That's when Sheyoshev was in the old neighborhood. Yitzi, you remember that? I don't know if Yitzi remembers that. But the old Skelana Rebbe came to the old Sheyoshev. He used to come once in a while. He liked to be with regular guys. So the present Skelana Rebbe had a Kabbalah from his father, the old Skelana Rebbe, to keep the Kedushas Levi on the Omud, throughout the entire Yom Neroim. When the Rebbes would daven for the Omud, they would keep the Kedushas Levi by the Omud. And throughout the davening, they would always have the and this present Rebbe has the Kedushas Levi next to him on the Omud. And when they would come, and when he comes to the part of the davening, Be'ein Deilitz Yosha, then the Skelana Rebbe holds up the Kedushas Levi. It's not true, it says in the Machzor, Be'ein Deilitz Yosha. But there is no Deilitz Yosha. And the Skelana Rebbe holds up now also. He holds up the Kedushas Levi to show everybody, to show Hashem. There's no sister, there is a Meilitz Yosha. That from Shemayim, the Kedushas Levi is still a Meilitz Yosha. There's no such thing that Be'ein Meilitz Yosha. And I told many times in Shul, many of you know, that in Radin, there were two Bachim that came to Radin, and there was at that time it was very crowded because of Elul, and the Mashgiach, whoever interviewed them, said they were very fine Bachim, but they're going to have to come back at a different time. There's no room anymore. Elul time, there's no room for these Bachim. There were two Chassidish Bachim, there were quite a few Chassidim in Radin that were learning, and these two Chassidish Bachim, they were told that they can't come, and they went to meet to get a bracha from the Chofetz Chaim before they went back home, and the Chofetz Chaim asked them their name, and they said they're Embritzer, which means the Enik Lachino from the Beditzer. They go by that name because that means the one who defends, and their family name is named for that, for the one who defends. And the Chofetz Chaim was looking at them, and the Chofetz Chaim says, you're not going anywhere. You're staying here in Yeshiva. He says, what am I, before Rosh Hashanah, I'm going to let the Einiklach of the Kedushas Levi, of the mainland Tzoresha, to leave Radin. And the Chavetz Chaim was already very old at that time. And the story is told that Rosh Hashanah night, there was a Rikud after davening. I know that some might not believe that, but there was a Rikud after davening. And the Chavetz Chaim came in, and he asked, where the Baditchi was Einiklach? And the Chavetz Chaim wanted to dance, and they made a Rikud around the Chavetz Chaim with the two brothers, the Einiklach of the Kedushas Levi. He said, the Indian of the Kedushas Levi, of the Baditcheva, is the Heichel HaHava and the Heichel HaSchus. The Heichel HaHava and the Heichel HaSchus. Look at page 5, if you can. Look at page 5. This will be the end for now. Look at page 5. There's a beautiful sefer. Some of you are familiar with the Svarim of Reb Simcha Raz. Some of his things have been translated into English. He's written on Reb Arye Levine. That was, I believe, the first sefer, or no, there was one before, but that was like the that made a big reishon. The one on Reb Arye Levine. He also has on the Rebbe Elimelech, on Rav Kook, and on the Baditcheva, at Rebbe Elimelech Reb Zushi, and on the Baditcheva, he has a sefer. It has some sayings and some stories from the Baditcheva. So look, let's just read this together. Yeishnam b'nei Adam akreivim etzel. This is from the Baditcheva. Yeishnam b'nei Adam akreivim etzel atzmon b'megashmius b'mbrochmius. There are some Jews whose main concern is themselves, in Gashmis and in Ruchnis, but they're mostly focused on themselves. And this is what they say. Ashrei shesholchani aruch. Fortunate am I, that my table is set. Shebegodai, meaning whatever my learning or my actual physical table is set, that I have what I need. Shebegodai shleimim, that my garments, that can mean mitzvahs, could also mean actual garments, are nice, are whole. Umitasi mutzas, my bed is made, which is another way of saying also that I have family, I have children. Ashrei sheyesh li lechem, how fortunate am I that I have bread lechol, who beg a lulbosh and clothing to wear. Ashrei sheyesh li karas gag, how fortunate am I, it's all about me, am I, that I have a roof over my head. Baruch Hashem, shani Yehudi Talmud Chacham, and Baruch Hashem that I'm a Jew and I'm zoche to be a Talmud Chacham. Af Yirei Shemayim, I'm also Yirei Shemayim. And after 120 years, but I'm being told to go back to the Pamal Yishamayim, to return to heaven. Chelki Muzman im Yitzah Hashem Gan Eden. I have a beautiful chelik waiting for me in Gan Eden. Elama Ploini Uchas Mishalom Oni Ve'evyoin Abor V'Amaharetz. The other person, whatever Yankel, he's unfortunately a poor person, a bor or an amaretz, ve'ein a b'tayr of Levi Yerushalayim. Mali v'loy. So this Talmud Chacham says, what difference does it make to me? I have my table, I have my food, I have my clothing, I have my Gan Eden, I have my Olam Haba, I have my learning. So mali v'loy, ma'asa, what can I do? Atachas elokim ani? Am I instead of God? Can I help this person? Can I do anything? I'm not God. The Baditcheva brings the pasuk with Yosef Atzadik and Binyamin. Im lo yered achichem hakotan idcha. That Yosef says that if your younger brother does not go down together with you, lo yisayifin lirois panai, I will not let you see my face. I don't want to see you. Ain, the Baditcheva said, Ain Hakadosh Baruch Hu rois liros es pneim shayudim. The Rebbe Shalom is not interested in seeing the faces of Jews. Gedolim chashuvim elu, even if they're big tamid chachamim, he's not interested in seeing their faces. She'ein belibam daiga alachayim, if they don't have hearts that are filled with worry and concern and love for their little brothers, alay isha kotten, on the little Jew. Rebbe Yitzchak from Baditcheva. That's the koyach of the Holy Baditcheva. Isha kotten, and that's why people like us in our generation who are mamish. The smallest of the smallest and lowest generation. But when we come to the Baditcheva, we shouldn't chalila We shouldn't feel bad about ourselves. We should know that in this place is the tzaddik who Davke had the biggest rachmanis, like Yitzchak ben Tzvi Sasha, Davke for the Jews who are having the greatest struggles and the Jews who are going through the biggest problems. Those are by Reb Levi Yitzchak. Those were the ones that he loved most. Hashem Yisroch should help us that he should continue to be Melech Tzayisha. That when a person looks in his life and sees that Ba'ein Melech Tzayisha is not true, he's the Melech Tzayisha in this world, and the Baruch Shalom is the Melech Tzayisha in the world above. And we should be Zeichem to Hashem for Yeshua's, the Chomes Rachamim, and Gula Shem Ramitis, Amen V'Amen.
We'll see how the audience goes. I'm pushing it very hard.
Not for me. I'm not winning.
We sleep in New York. We could have slept in Paris. I didn't see you guys choosing nobody opted to sleep in Paris.
There you go.
Maybe Rebbe wants to sleep. So let's sleep.
I'm so excited. Are you sleeping?
I don't see it. When are we going to get there? Right?
We're going to be there, Daddy.
Are you there? I don't know.
My wife
reminds
me that the bathroom will be discussed.
Not that yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like an outhouse. That was already, they didn't always have that.
The bathroom was black.
Yeah, but maybe that was because it was Rosh Hashanah time. It was black. And cold. Black and cold. Huh? And dirty. I mean, like, things. There were things in it.
That's like cellulitis city.
Yeah, it's like there was like nobody. Nobody was filtering that stuff.
I'm not supposed to go.
Yeah.
The Umanin is filtered, though.
I've never been to the Umanin. Chaim Kramer's, Yusuf Chaim Kramer's. It's very nice.
Because he realized
it was a moneymaker.
Of course.
Yeah. No, he used to credit that to Chaim Freud, because he used to have this private mikvah, only people staying there. My friend said, so people used to ask him, so first they lied, and then there were too many people, so he'd say, yeah, give me $100 or something.
You have to keep it up.
And then he saw how many, and then it got out of control. They made tickets, and like, the lines were crazy. So they made different slots of different people. The time people come, still you're waiting 20 minutes.
Shani Weinberger liked the picture. Shani saw what picture?
This is
on Facebook. I posted a picture.
Shani
Weinberger liked it. I don't know which one.
By the way, is that a Mac that you're recording on?
Nope.
No, it's Windows.
Well, I was thinking it'd be cool if you can put it out to here.
You can.
How does that work?
You do it with your phone.
Huh?
You can. Put,
yeah.
If you film with your phone, you can get on. Depends on. I don't know. It looks like an old screen, but a new screen so you can mirror. It's a very cool stick.
Yeah.
Sorry, Bob. You want to check that?
All right.
My phone has mirroring.
So mirroring?
Mirroring. It's a mirroring. So like you can see what's on my screen on a TV.
That's cool. Yeah. You want to plug it in there?
Yeah, it's like if you have like a simple going on, let's say you have like a little engagement party. If you're going around filming, you can put on like a TV in the house also.
Shut this off.